This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And it's Aria.
And finally, we can now get to the story that we teased you with at the very top of the show 2 hours ago. And that is from CBS Los Angeles, no trick-or-treating, no parties, no carnivals. And no festivals.
How are they going to enforce this nonsense?
With violence, if necessary. How else would they do it?
Obviously.
These are just a few of the Halloween traditions put on hold this year in the wake of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This from the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health in a recently released guidelines. Quote, door-to-door trick-or-treating is not allowed because it can be very difficult to maintain proper social distancing on porches.
It wouldn't be hard at all. Just instead of knocking, just leave the candy out for kids to grab.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I do here at this studio, not because I care about social distancing, but because we're on the air during Halloween,
right. And
so we can't have people knocking on the door and doing that.
Yeah.
So it's easy to leave it out there. But look, I mean, the fact is, if you leave a bunch of candy out front, some kid's going to come, and they're going to pick the whole bowl up and dump it right into their little
sure.
baggie, right?
I mean, yeah.
That's going to happen. So one way you can...
Which is why, ideally, the parents would be with the kids, right?
Ideally, but you know that
you have
there's
the
a certain
older
age.
Kid too. No,
yeah,
no,
there's
no.
a certain age where
sure.
you're too cool to be out with your parents, right? You don't want to be out. You still want to go out and get some candy, but you don't want to go with mom and dad,
right?
And so the way you deal with that is you only put a limited amount of candy in, and then you can like go out from time to time. So like I'll go out on the breaks
okay. And
I'll kind of check the status of the candy, and if needed, I'll add some more and then go back in. But that's not as much fun, right? Like that's just feeding candy to the neighborhood for the sake of feeding candy and, you know, giving the kids some candy. But, you know, some people get into Halloween. They actually want to see the costumes. They want to see the kids at the door and, you know, see them smile when they get the candy or whatever, right? Like there's,
sure.
I'm sure there's some satisfaction that, especially those that put time into their house and like really decorate it and go way overboard with, you know, the time that they put in. But now, nope, you can't do that anymore. They say you can't maintain proper social distancing, quote, especially in neighborhoods that are popular with trick-or-treaters, say the guidelines. They say further, quote, trunk or treating events where children go from car to car instead of door to door to receive treats are also not allowed.
Trunk or treating?
You've not heard about this?
No.
So the trunk or treat thing is sort of like a more lame version of Halloween, where I guess the idea, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, obviously I'm not an overprotective helicopter parent, so I don't know all the details, but I think we've read things about it before on Free Talk Live when we do Halloween coverage here. So, like, what they'll do is the cops will have a trunk or treating event in their parking lot. And
oh, Jesus.
So
this is already starting out badly.
It's super lame, right? So the whole idea is fear, fear, fear. Okay, come be with the police where you'll be safe. So
you won't be safe with the police.
Well, that's the propaganda, right?
Right.
So this is for the people who believe that propaganda and who are deathly afraid of their neighbors. And, you know, the people who are afraid that their neighbors are going to abduct their children or they're going to poison their children. There's all these fear-mongering stories that go around about Halloween, most of which are not true and have never been true, like the whole razor blades and apples or giving out ecstasy as candy. These things are just total mythology. But regardless, some parents believe it. And so they want to go to this more controlled situation where And it sounds way creepier to me that, like, hey, kid, why don't you take some candy out of this trunk here, you know?
But from the cop.
Right, from the cops. Or I guess maybe they let some parents do it, but they're all in the same parking lot together. So, like, the idea is nobody's going to kidnap your kid because they're in a parking lot with the cops, etc. That's my understanding of how this event works. But now Los Angeles is saying, no, you can't do that either. So that's off the table. The more lamified version is off the table. Normal Halloween is off the table. No fun whatsoever. Not even the lame version is even allowed in Los Angeles County. Gatherings or parties with non-household members are not permitted. And, of course, we already know they're busting parties up in Hollywood Hills and arresting the people who are throwing the parties. They've threatened to turn off the water and the power to the houses.
It's really that bad out in California?
No, it's not that bad. But
that's really bad.
No, I mean, the coronavirus isn't that bad amongst young people.
I mean, the oppression.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
is that
it's
bad?
That bad.
Jesus.
Yeah, if you host a party at your house, they'll turn off the water and the power to your house if you, like, keep doing it, right?
That's insane.
Gatherings or parties, again, not permitted. Even if they're held outdoors, not permitted. Carnivals, also not permitted. Festivals, not permitted. Live entertainment, not permitted. Haunted houses, definitely not permitted in Los Angeles County. So what can families do, asks CBS Los Angeles, to celebrate the spooky holiday? Quote, they can participate in online parties.
Oh, God. We both had to facepalm on that one, for those who didn't see it.
Yeah, I wasn't even watching you do it. I didn't even know you did it. I was fully facepalmed.
I did too, but I saw you doing it, so I was like, oh no, I actually need to say something. I'm going to wait for my facepalm until you're finished with yours.
Online parties and contests such as costume or pumpkin carving. Because I just it's just hard to really express.
I know, man. I know.
It's hard to really express how disappointing and how lame all of this is. And an online party, that's not a thing. That's never going to be a thing. Okay? I understand if you have your online friends, and I'm not trying to take away from people that, you know, get on World of Warcraft and have their group of friends, and that's their social circle. I mean, you know, great. I'm glad that you do that. But don't tell me that it's the same thing that you're going to have as good of a party, or even one-tenth of as good of a gathering in the online world as you are in real life. Don't tell me your costume contest is going to be as much fun, or even a fraction of as much fun, if you can't see the whole costumed room at once and actually inspect the quality of the work, actually see the effort that was put into it. Instead, it is you are down to a 2D frame on your desktop of somebody in a badly lit room with a costume on. Yeah. That's how you're going to judge the costume contest?
Not to mention, how do you have a party if you're glued to your laptop? Or your cell phone, or whatever.
Well, you can party with yourself, I guess, and drink alone. I mean, that's kind of a party, right? I mean, because that's as much of a party as this kind of a party is. I mean, you might as well just party alone, because that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're talking about partying alone, and then having somebody on a screen somewhere, ostensibly, as part of your party.
Yeah, it's depressing.
It's not social. It's not interacting with real humans, and it absolutely is depressing. And I let me go on.
This is how it is in Los Angeles
County.
This
is Los Angeles County. But remember, what starts in one place, especially in California, tends to spread across the United States. So it's not October yet. We're in the first, you know, second week of September here, so we're a good 6-7 weeks away from Halloween at this point. This news is going to get out. And before you know it, you're going to see this happening in other places. I guarantee you by Halloween, some large percentage of, at the very least, cities will have canceled Halloween.
I imagine Keene will as well, because
it wouldn't surprise me. They
love doing it. If Los Angeles does it,
Keene will cancel
wants
Halloween
to do it.
If it rains too hard, or they'll put it off
another
day.
Well, they cancel Pumpkin Fest, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I suspect that's not going to happen either. That's a great point. We'll find out.
Yeah,
we'll let you know.
Will there be more riots this time?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question. I mean, luckily the Keene police haven't killed anybody here in about a decade, so they probably won't spark a riot in that particular way, like they did recently out in Rochester. And there's news about Rochester, New York, and the man that was killed out there, and what's happening with the police department. But sorry, nope, you can have an online party, they say, so no sort of gathering in real life, costume or pumpkin carving online. You can have a car parade, they say, as long as it complies with public health guidance for vehicle-based parades.
What does that mean?
It means you can't just go out and have the parade the way you want to have it. The city of Los Angeles and the county of Los Angeles has come up with a set of rules that you have to follow if you want to have a car parade.
I imagine among those is wearing masks and other stupid nonsense.
Oh, I bet you're right. 855-450 free like freedom. You want to talk about the ban on Halloween? Because if it's coming to L.A., it may be coming to a town near you.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
BINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
BINOVITE.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And it's Aria.
Aria, you ended up finding a freshly broken news update about this terrible news out of California, Los Angeles County, banning all Halloween-related activities, everything from door-to-door trick-or-treating to parties, to costume events or whatever, carnivals, festivals, live entertainment, haunted house attractions, all prohibited. But they've rolled back at least some of this. As of 2 hours ago, you got some news from CNN.
Yeah, this was brought to my attention by Ratspeed, so Ratspeed, thanks for that. Coming to us from CNN, trick-or-treating won't be banned in Los Angeles County anymore this Halloween, but it's still not recommended,
officials said. They're still going to ban parties. Those are banned. We already know about that. They're arresting people for that. Right. Carnivals are definitely still going to be banned. Festivals, live entertainment, and haunted house attractions. So the only thing they're jumping back on here is the door-to-door stuff.
Yes.
But they're still strongly recommending against it.
Yes.
So here's the
question. A lot of people will take that to be law.
They will.
Because that's what we've seen here in New Hampshire.
Right. Even though it's not the law, they still pretend like it is, and most people just go along to get along because, well, they don't want to come up with into conflict with what they believe will be the police, or they don't want to come into conflict with their neighbors.
Yeah.
They don't want to be the bad guy. They don't want to be yelled at.
Which I think is understandable.
I totally understand why people try to avoid those situations. I get it. Unfortunately, that's what has led us to where we are, which is the fact that people will just do what they're told. So the question is, how many people in Los Angeles are actually going to decorate their house? Because if you decorate your house and you leave the light on, that's an invitation to come up on the porch on Halloween, right?
Right. Like
those are two definite things that will attract people to your homes. How many people are going to offer candy, and how many people are actually going to be on the street? It may be a really weak Halloween as a result of these
It may be.
These decisions. Was there more?
Yeah, so door-to-door trick-or-treating had originally been banned, quote, because it can be very difficult to maintain proper social distancing on porches and at front doors, especially in neighborhoods that are popular with trick-or-treaters, said the health department. But now the health department is only recommending against it. Actually, I guess there isn't any more. I assume they were going to give a reason, and that's what I find most fascinating.
That they backed down without an excuse?
Yeah. Was there outrage about this?
Maybe there was. I don't know. Or maybe the kids of the health department person really want to go out on Halloween, so they undid the rules. Who knows? Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up whatever you want, whether it's on the Halloween ban. And again, I think most of it is still banned in Los Angeles County. It's just they're going to not arrest children. Maybe that's it. Maybe they came off as though that they would be targeting children directly.
I guess they would have been, yeah.
With these ordinances, and they don't want to look that way. Let's go to Max. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Max.
Hey, how you guys been?
Hey, Max, what's on your mind tonight?
So I did get talked into running for re-election, as some of you know, from my state house seat. And I won my primary yesterday, and I don't think that anybody, I didn't expect it, my opponent didn't expect it, but I ended up picking up enough votes in Hampton to pull through in the primary.
Congratulations.
And, state house pays $100 a year. the point I wanted to make was...
that's the kind of enthusiasm we need in the state house.
Yeah, the Liberty Republicans are all great, but there's no ambition as far as, some kind of agenda. It's all pretty much just get government off your back. So
that's a pretty good agenda, though.
Well,
yeah.
I
would really like it if they could get the governor off of my back, His Excellency Chris Sununu, who unfortunately won his primary yesterday too, and he has been an absolute tyrant here in New Hampshire. It hasn't been as bad as, say, New York State, but it's by no means, New Hampshire has not been the freest of the 50 states on the COVID response.
That's kind of a little twisty. Around the country, generally, the Democrat states are worse than New Hampshire. The Republican governors, except for Charlie Baker down in Mass, kind of rhino. But the Republican governors are almost all better than Sununu. So a lot of people have been asking this question, would you really even support Sununu in November? a lot of people voted for either nobody or they voted for Karen Testerman in yesterday's primary. Unfortunately, the two of them only got about 10% of the primary votes.
Yeah. Which really just goes to show how bad of a situation this really is, that only one out of 10 Republican primary voters broke away from this guy, that they're obviously happy with him. And
they're not happy, but they were saying, we want to make a strong showing for Sununu. However,
yeah, Sununu did this to us.
Yeah, he's kind of a, I mean, so 350 bills through that the Democrats pushed through that were mostly all horrible bills, anti-freedom, anti-liberty bills, and Sununu vetoed 50 of them. So out of 350 bills, I'd say about 150, roughly, almost half of them, encroach upon your liberty in some way.
And he signed them. And he signed the majority of them, is what you're saying.
Signed the majority. Well, he either signed or he just let them go through.
Mm-hmm.
He only vetoed 50 bills.
Now, to his credit, he did veto some pretty bad bills, like some serious gun restrictions. You know, he does deserve some credit for that, but he is absolutely a tyrant when it comes to what's going on with the COVID crackdown. Now, to be fair, again, it could have been a lot worse. They, from what I understand, haven't actually arrested anyone yet for violating governor's orders. We've been violating them every single week out in Keene Central Square on Friday night. We've been throwing nightcaps here, and they've done nothing to us. They didn't do anything to the recent mask freedom protests that were happening around the state either. So it's like,
are we actually violating the governor's orders at nightcap?
Technically, now we're not, but we were for
sure.
For a good 20 or, you know, 15 or so weeks. Go ahead.
I think in one of the calls with the as legislators were invited to these conference calls, one of the calls, I think they basically admitted it was voluntary, and if they ever tried to take it to court, you don't have legislative backing, I don't think, even in emergency, even if there are a tidal wave coming in, I don't think that the governor really has, you know, like powers of arrest unless it's like martial law, you know, some kind of foreign invasion or something.
I think you're right about that. I think that is the correct interpretation legally, that they will lose in court, and that's why they're not going this, you know, as far as, you know, we think that they could go. But ultimately, we don't have enough business owners who are willing to stand up and really prove that case and really try to run their business the way they want to. They're just all obeying.
Well, but businesses tend to follow the customers, and the majority of customers are now saying, we're just not going to wear a mask, and that's it.
Well, that's not what's happening in Keene. In Keene, they have a local ordinance that is mandating people wear masks that definitely needs to be challenged.
Exeter and Portsmouth did that, too. Those are Democrat-run towns.
Also, Nashua, Plymouth, and I think a couple other places have done it.
Yep. Wasn't Manchester trying to do it with a $1,000 fine attached?
Yeah, Manchester's in the process right now. I don't know where that stands. They had a protest about that last night. Max, any final thoughts? Go ahead.
So what I wanted to call about was the good news is that LibertyBallot.com, everywhere else, got pretty good. Maybe not full-on like Ron Paul Republicans, but we got Steve Negron, Matt Mowers, Corky Messner.
Yeah, most people don't know these names. You know, our listeners aren't paying attention to New Hampshire politics, and I don't even know who most of these people are. But, you know, if there are some libertarians out there that are running, and from what I understand, there's a record number of liberty people that are running on the ballot this year compared to previous years. So I don't know if that means a record number of them will get into office, but there's a large number that are trying. So that's a good sign. We got more coming up here. Max, thanks for the call tonight. This is Free Talk Live. And we are going to continue here. We'll cover a little bit of this airtime. We are supposed to be in the middle of our commercial break, so I don't know if our radio listeners are hearing this part of the show, but they may very well be, so we're going to presume that they are.
It happens.
You know, this seems like a good time to take James in Arizona, since almost no one will be listening. James.
I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president has never lied to the American public on COVID. The president was expressing calm, and his actions reflect that.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. Those comments come as Bob Woodward, who has a new book coming out next week Tuesday, released an interview he did with the president on March 19th, and the president said this.
Well, I think, Bob, really, to be honest with you...
Sure, I want you to
I wanted to... I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams is clarifying what Operation Warp Speed means. Testifying before a Senate committee on Wednesday, Dr. Adams says labs are not cutting corners, but investing in research, development, and manufacturing for a safe and effective vaccine. This is USA Radio News. The United States will soon have troops in Iraq at levels not seen in 5 years. The top American commander in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, telling reporters today, troop strength will be reduced from 5,200 to 3,000 during September. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem is dismissing a report suggesting the Sturgis motorcycle rally was a super-spreading event for COVID-19. That cost billions of dollars in health costs.
You know, other states are tracking cases. I think we have 11 other cases that have tracked, people that have traveled to the Sturgis motorcycle bike rally. But it's less than 300 cases. And I think that is really what's wrong with this study that we see that was released that the media jumped all over.
Governor Noem speaking there on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Senate Republican stimulus bill misses a mark. The California Democrat telling MSNBC the bill does nothing. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and give you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has them. And they've got a daily dispatch, which is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. What do you want to comment on the ban on Halloween that's been rolled back a slight bit in Los Angeles, where they're technically not going to arrest children for going door-to-door now, whereas what they said before was that was prohibited. That's the part they've rolled back, but you're still not allowed to throw a party. You're still not allowed to put together a haunted house or a carnival or any kind of gathering of human beings in Los Angeles County for Halloween. Dean and Aria in the studio. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's start with Bert in Florida. Bert, you're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch, which is our one of our video streaming channels at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Bert.
Hey, I wanted to say Aria looks beautiful tonight. I wanted to talk about her running for sheriff. I think it's very brave of you, and I think it's, like, pretty cool because, you know, what you are doing – is a service, and I know that you would be a great sheriff despite, I mean, I don't know you personally, but I know you from being online and hearing you, and I've listened to hours and hours of, you know, what you think and your ideologies, and I think you would be one of the best sheriffs in this country. Because I have one of the worst sheriffs in the country. You've seen this guy on TV.
Where do you live? You're in Florida. There's probably like 100 sheriffs in Florida.
His name's Grady Judd.
Okay, I never heard of him.
You've seen pictures of him. But
I doubt it.
Anyways. No.
He probably looks like every other sheriff, though. So, I mean, they do have, like, a certain look, law enforcement.
You know, like that pyro guy?
He's a pyro guy?
No. You know,
is this the guy that Will used to talk about who was, like, buying submarines and stuff?
Yes.
Huh. Okay, yeah, he is pretty bad.
He does a lot of pedo stings, which is good. But these cops around here, the sheriffs are like cockroaches. They're on every friggin' corner.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, I wanted to also talk about, I have a friend, he lives in Portland, Oregon. We call him French Fry. He was burnt 95% of his body by falling asleep with a cigarette in his bed. But we party all the time. Yeah, I mean, my buddy, he does, you know, we'll snort lines of Roxy's on Zoom, and we'll just chill and hang, and I'll have a couple beers.
I don't know what he just said.
Smoke the joint,
you don't do lines of Roxy's at the very least.
That sounds really painful.
Yeah. But he's in pain. He's done from his body 95%. This happened about 7 years ago, but he's prescribed them. It's all legal. I don't know if farting is actually, you know, the way you're supposed to. Right?
Was that
how many drinks have you had tonight?
He's pretty wasted.
I haven't had any drinks, but my buddy has.
He's permadrunk.
In Oregon, and my buddy here has been, you know, eating some oxycodones. He has. I have, of course. You know.
So you've been popping perks tonight? Is that what's going on?
No, I have. My buddy has.
Okay, you just kind of permanently baked, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
and
basically.
I just wanted to Aria the Zoom.
He wanted to endorse you.
You can't get out. And my friends living all over.
These are the kinds of endorsements I want. Let's just be honest.
All over the place. And we actually do have parties on Zoom, you know. And
oh, yeah? Do you? How are they? How's an online party?
Well, it sounds like his friend does OxyContin and passes out. I mean, it's not really a party.
It is a party because we used to hang out and we talk, and he tells me old stories before he was a Bert and all of his girlfriends, and I talk to him about, you know, activism and stuff like that.
Look, I want to say, by no means am I the most social of people, okay, but I'm not going to say that an online party is anything but a shadow of a real-life get-together.
You're right, yeah. But at least it's something, you know, and we do have fun. And what I'll do is...
Well, if you're having fun, that's what's important.
Yeah, and Zoom, you can share your screen. So, like, I'll share, like, you know, music videos, and we're hanging out, and we're listening to, I'll listen to Free Talk Live podcast.
Now, why don't you just go and, like, hang out with them in real life?
Because he lives in Portland, man.
Oh, okay.
And,
so,
I have. I've been out there quite a few times to hang out with them, but
gotcha.
You know, it was very far away, you know. But it's at least something to connect. But,
Ari,
I wanted to get back to, I really hope you win, Sheriff. I think you're lovely. I think you're a great person on the inside.
Ari, go ahead and give us a pitch. Why should you be the sheriff?
Because I want to arrest King PD. I mean, that's literally what I'm going to spend my time doing. I mean, they're going to pull people over, and I'm going to pull them over and arrest them for harassing people.
Now, is it going to be, are you going to order your sheriff's deputies to do this?
They're going to quit the day I get the job,
dude. You think? I mean, they're going to throw away all that that money? Because there's government money.
They'll go to work for King PD, I'm sure.
Well, they may
dude,
not
they're
not
going to work for me. I'm fairly sure of that.
You think they're going to walk off the job and protest?
I think they would.
Leave behind that sweet government paycheck and all the bennies and, like, the retirement?
Well, I mean, they may not, because essentially what I'm going to ask them to do for their jobs is to sit there and play Minecraft or whatever and not bother people. Right?
I mean, that's pretty cool.
You're still living off stolen funds, yes, but you're not using those stolen funds to, you know, harass people.
Right, because some of them are going to be close to retirement. They're not going to want to quit. They're going to be like 3 years and out or 2 years and out, and they're going to be like, all right, I'm just going to deal with this.
So just bring your Switch to work and sit there at your desk, man.
Maybe they won't walk out. Maybe they'll say, this is the best thing ever.
Thanks, Bert, for your call tonight and the kind words there for Arya, who, from what we can tell, is the presumptive. I'm going to call you the presumptive nominee at this point.
Because there are still the only official results we have are from Keen.
Yeah.
The rest of it's totally unofficial.
Yeah.
And from back channels.
But it looks good. I'm optimistic about it. Before, I was somewhat pessimistic about it. I didn't want to get, I didn't think we should celebrate too early. And I still don't think we should celebrate yet. We need to wait till the official, and then we should throw a party or whatever. And you know what was cool about your campaign so far, Arya, was several days ago, there was a group of haters that popped up on the internet, and they endorsed the guy who normally runs for sheriff as the Republican candidate here, a guy named Earl Nelson.
Well, let's not say the guy who normally runs, the guy who used to run.
Right. He didn't run this year.
Because now we have a new person running each time.
But he didn't run this year, which was an obvious deliberate choice. It's not like Earl just forgot. It's not like Earl didn't know, right? Like, Earl knows. He's the guy who ran the last five times, or however long. It's been basically the last decade, and he's lost every single time to the same guy, Eli Rivera, who longtime listeners will remember that name from back when we had Sam Dodson on the air, and he was prone to violence, let's just say that. And so now you filed in this particular race. Earl Nelson was nowhere to be found, but all of a sudden, some people in a local town in this area posted online that they should write in Earl Nelson's name on the ballot. And
they were extremely, props to them. They were successful at it. Yeah, their networking abilities, their communication abilities, they were incredible. That 1 week, they managed to get Earl Nelson enough votes where I only beat him by like 50 in that town.
You did still beat him, though.
Yeah, but it was like 379 to 320.
Right.
You know?
That was impressive. But
it's close. And for a write-in candidate who didn't actually campaign, that's a lot of... That's a lot of, I don't know, grassroots effort.
What I want to know, though, is did they do it with Earl's endorsement? Did they call
Earl? Can we get Earl to endorse me?
You should ask him. But did they call Earl up and say, Earl, please, we can't have this tranny running in Cheshire County. You've got to accept this write-in nomination. I don't think you have to do that. If you just write somebody in, you wrote them in, and they can either accept or decline if they win the nomination. I bet you they didn't approach him.
I think they probably made him aware of it, but maybe. He said, look, there's no chance of this being successful, so I'm not going to advertise it. I'm just going to continue enjoying my retirement. You do what you want to do. If you make me the candidate, I will
accept it. Maybe.
But I'm not going to put any effort into it. That's what I would expect from him.
Yeah. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. You can take control of the airwaves. But the way it's looking, we're probably going to know by the end of the week. I'm optimistic in that we'll get some sort of official status by the end of the week. And we will let you know that'll mean that Arya DeMezzo, the trans-anarchist liberty activist, will be up against the incumbent sheriff here in Cheshire County. And it is going to be epic.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Got time for you if you want to jump into the show now. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And it's Aria.
And also want to make sure you know about the Free Talk Live AMP program. Thank you to RV Chris for being a supporter here of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the United States so more people can hear the ideas of freedom on a regular or irregular basis. We've got almost 200. We're like 194, 195 stations right now. We can have 300. It's totally possible, but it does take effort. It takes time. It takes money, and the AMP program is designed to help us do that and help you get some perks, get some benefits by helping us out at the AMP program, just like RV Chris. And he's, by the way, doing, maybe it could be a she. Anyway, Chris, whoever he or she, it's spelled with a K, could, either way. Thank you, Chris, for that. It's $10 a month that Chris is doing, and you can do that as well. It's only $5 is what we ask, but Chris is doing twice that, so much appreciated. amp.freetalklive.com. We were talking about the Halloween crackdown that's happening in Los Angeles, where they initially said they were going to ban door-to-door trick-or-treating. They're now withdrawing on that a little bit, saying that they won't arrest children for doing it, but they are firmly recommending against it. And given that people in California tend to be pretty obedient, my guess is Halloween is going to be pretty dead in a lot of places in Los Angeles this year.
I expect it to be dead everywhere, though, even here in New Hampshire.
I don't expect it to be
anything
like it has been in previous years.
Yeah.
Simply because, you know, the people who would be at these parties, they are, to some degree, afraid of this thing. Afraid
would
of coronavirus.
Would be at what parties?
I mean, well, the same people who were partying cavalierly a year ago at Halloween, a lot of those are less likely to be out this year, whether it's legal or not, simply because they are taking COVID-19 seriously, and they're scared of it.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. We don't know what percentage of the population is actually taking this seriously and are scared of it versus what percentage is just doing it because they don't want to stir the pot. They don't want to be seen as a troublemaker. They don't want their neighbors to think badly of them or whatever. So what's the real breakdown? What's the real percentage?
I think we got a really good indicator of that yesterday from the primary, and at least here in New Hampshire, and the overwhelming support that Chris Sununu and his stupid mask suggestions have.
Yep, and also the fact that almost no one voted without a mask.
Yeah.
With the exception of literally a handful of people at the one voting precinct that I went to. That was one of the questions I asked, because we were outside voting, me and our co-host Nobody and my roommate, all three went together. And I asked the clerk of the elections, I said, how many people have been out here at this table today? And she said, six. Until you guys. So after us, it was 9, and that was 4:20 in the afternoon, and I asked her how many votes there had been, and she said within the last hour she had checked, and there were, like, I think 500 or so votes.
Holy
but then there
crap.
Was another like 500 or 600 that were mailed in, so there's a large number of absentee voting. Presumably all those people are the ones who are so freaked out that they won't even show up in person. And so, yeah, we're talking about 1%. We literally are the 1% at this point. And
that's fine. I'm used to not being popular.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm totally used to it. It's totally fine. I don't mind being the bad guy. I'm fine with being the face of a lawsuit against the city of Keene, which I hope happens. This attorney that technically I have at this point hired to sue the city of Keene, he claims that he was in a in some sort of an accident or something. He was in the hospital over the last week, so
that's not good.
Maybe that's actually. I hope that's actually. I mean, I hope that he's okay and all that. But,
sure.
You know, it's been frustrating because we want this case to get filed because, you know, it's an important idea to challenge this mask ordinance, and it hasn't been filed yet. So I don't like talking about things in advance before they get done, but, you know, he's been retained, so, like, he's been paid, so this should hopefully happen, I'm hoping, within the next few weeks. I did see a draft of the case, so, like, he has been doing some work, but I sent him back with some suggestions because the initial case was against the city of Keene, and I think we should sue the governor's office as well. I think we should sue over the whole concept of the governor's orders. I would like to see the entire statute that authorizes the governor's emergency orders overturned as unconstitutional in the first place. That's what I want to do. I mean, now, you know, obviously that's not truly striking at the root, but you can't really do that through the legal system anyway. So as far as a legal case is concerned, that is as much, I think, striking at the root as you can do, which is to say, not only are the orders themselves unconstitutional because of what they say, but also the fact that he can even give the orders, so-called emergency orders, should be thrown out. That entire
simply by declaring a state of emergency with absolutely no oversight whatsoever,
that's
except
right.
for the fact that he has to renew it once
every three weeks.
And I mean, there is the potential that the Senate and the House here could
do something.
Yeah, they could say no, this is an emergency or something.
They're cowards.
Yeah,
they're not going to do anything. So there you go.
It's very frustrating.
It is. It is.
Because it's so obviously unconstitutional for the governor to be legislating that it shouldn't have to be argued in a court.
It's on its face obviously unconstitutional.
Yeah, but for some reason, we have to point that out to the legal system.
Unfortunately. And that means paying an attorney. So that means thousands of dollars up front in this particular case. So we'll keep you up to date on how that goes. Here's just a little bit more about the Halloween crackdown that is happening in Los Angeles, where a costume store owner on Hollywood Boulevard, a owner of the store for 35 years, Ron Mazes, says he thinks people can still and should still celebrate. Quote, people decorate their house, backyard, and on Hollywood Boulevard, it's always Halloween. There doesn't need to be a private party. So he's just saying, go ahead and celebrate by yourself and don't do anything else. Just decorate your house and sit there alone.
That's not celebrating Halloween. No. That's decorating your house.
That's part of a celebration, but it's not a full-on. Allison Isbell agrees, and she says she will celebrate the holiday in any way she can. Any legal way, of course. Quote, just because people have been kind of stir-crazy, pent up at home with not much to do, so I would think it would be a big release of fun for everybody, and hopefully that's what it is, she says.
If they don't kill themselves out of isolation.
Yeah. As with all activities, participants should be prepared to wear face coverings when outside the home, avoid confined spaces, and keep their distance from others. Wash or sanitize their hands frequently, clean frequently touched items regularly, and stay home if they are sick or have been in contact with someone who is sick. And that's just the last paragraph of the news story. That's not a quote. That's not a quote from like some bureaucrat or some health agent or whatever. That's just CBS Los Angeles throwing in the propaganda right there at the very end, just as a reminder to everybody, in case you forgot all the provisions of all this socially distanced stuff. They're just hammering it.
I assume that was a quote.
Nope, that's just the final wrap-up paragraph.
Out the propaganda.
Yeah, just a wrap-up of here's what you need to know, people. If you're going to go out and do something, you better keep away from people. Those people, they're deadly.
Well, they're not even people. They're playgrounds.
Yeah, now they are potential carriers.
Yeah. They are walking germs.
And that's really the saddest part about all this, is the way people have gone from... I mean, look, it wasn't like a lot of places had friendly people on the streets to begin with. I mean, if you were in a big city, for instance, a lot of folks don't talk to each other when they're on the streets. They look the other way. They avoid eye contact. You know, this is pretty common in places prior to COVID. Now, it's even worse, and it's not like that here in New Hampshire. It used to be like in New Hampshire around here, you could smile at somebody, and they'd smile back. You could say hello. And they would say hello back.
Yeah.
You could stop and ask a question of somebody at a grocery store, at a department store. I've had this happen to me before, where somebody will just ask me my opinion about a thing, a product, or whatever. You know, just
say, hey, have you ever tried this?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That kind of thing. Like, I noticed those interactions with people when I moved here more than a decade ago, and those things never happened to me in Florida.
Okay.
I didn't know who my neighbors were down there. I never, almost never would you make, you know, contact, eye contact or speak to people on the streets. Up here it happens much more frequently, but now I don't see it happening as much. I see people staying away from each other, averting their gaze from one another, pushing up against the sides of railings and aisles and doorways, and just doing everything they can to be as far away from other people as possible, and it is just, it's depressing.
See, I see the opposite. I see a lot of people doing things like standing right outside of the doorway of a bathroom, like just hanging out with a group of like three or four people, just standing in front of the door to the convenience store or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's why the whole mask and hand sanitization thing is nonsense, because if COVID-19 was as bad as they say, we're all doomed, because these people think they can just put on a face mask and then just hang out in front of a convenience store.
Well, they're touching it constantly and touching the doors and touching everything else. So, yeah, I mean, COVID is obviously not that dangerous because it hasn't spread that much and it hasn't killed hardly anybody, and almost no one that I know has ever been infected by it, at least that we know of.
I still don't personally know anyone who had it.
All right, out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. What's your sheriff's website?
FPolice.com. EFFPolice.com.
Thank you. Working on it tomorrow.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.